Good morning, Facebook. Today is the 1st of February, 2019, Saturday morning. Happy Saturday to you. I hope that this will turn out to be a blessed day for you, and you have a good day in the Lord today. I want to thank all of the people who joined us for the interview with the with my friend, former law enforcement officer last night. I think it was very interesting to hear his testimony. Had a real good group. I think at least over 100 people between sermon audio and Facebook and YouTube were able to view that that interview. Thank you, my friend, for being willing to come on and do that interview. We appreciate it. Well, this morning, we are going to continue. I'm working right now to get everything over to YouTube so we can simulcast on YouTube as well this morning. So bear with me just for a minute while I do that. And some of you probably are aware of, I'm on Google Plus, and now Google has announced that they are going to discontinue Google Plus in April. So we're going to probably have to come up with another platform to replace Google Plus. Lots of changes in the internet world. Well, this morning, I just wanted to talk about what is going on in our world and what may be going on in your world. We have a picture. We have a picture of the past in history. And, of course, we know history means his story, his story. And the picture is also often, not always, but often a reflection of the future. Good morning, Primrose Bitter. I'm sure you've heard the saying, history repeats itself, right? You know what? History does not always repeat itself. You know, Jesus Christ only came into the world one time. Okay? He manifests himself in time. And walk with us for 3.5 years. But there is one thing that is going to repeat itself. Christ is coming back. But he's not coming back as a little baby to grow up as an adult. He's not coming back to be crucified again. He's coming back as a ruling king, as a king of kings and lord of lords, as a victorious king. Many times, things don't repeat themselves. There's a false philosophy out there. Good morning, Eva Indus. Welcome aboard. There's a false philosophy out there. Thanks for the thought, Primrose. I appreciate that. There's a thought out there about, God bless you as well, Eva, that men have, you know, kind of like the saying, cats have 9 lives. I remember when I was in university or college, I had a professor that was really into reincarnation. And he believed that he found his wife of 1,000 years ago in Asia, in a supermarket. Reincarnation is not biblical at all. Now, we are going to be raised again. In finality, you know, we're going to be given a glorified body. But that's a one-time event. And when that happens, we're going to be eternally with our Lord. Or say, what other events does culture say has repeated over and over? Well, so-called scientism teaches us that we are, we, the Earth, the earth is revolving around the sun. The earth is not revolving around the sun. The Bible says that the sun is revolving around the earth. It's just backwards. And so we have to examine closely what our culture and the philosophers of our day are telling us. Oftentimes they give us misinformation. Scientists tell us that we are a globe. We are a globe spinning at 66,000 miles an hour through space and 1,000 miles at the equator. The Bible tells us the earth is fixed. We're not spinning. The Bible tells us that God stretched the earth out like a curtain for a tent to dwell in. And so, opposed to the globe, it's a surface that a tent can be set upon. And on the top of this surface is a firmament. You might say, well, why are you going into all of this cosmology? Why are you going into all this? Because we have to examine closely what it is people have taught us all of our lives. And we have to regulate it up against the Bible, don't we? Good morning, Samuel Puda. All of our lives, we have been taught that we, as men and women, have been given free wills. Free wills. And if you take philosophy in the university, they will tell you that man has been given the power of choice to determine his own destiny. That is a lie. That is a lie. You do not control your own destiny. God is not your co-pilot. God is your pilot. God is in control of your destiny. He says in his word that, he says, I work all things after the counsel of my own will. All things mean all things. He says even the boundaries of our habitation are in his hands. Can you imagine this hell on fire in the storm thinking that he's in control when you have God Almighty in control and can bring that plane down? Only God can allow, if you want to use the word allow, so ordained that pilot successfully land that plane. We are not in charge of our own destiny. You say, well, why does that matter? Well, it matters because is our faith in ourselves? Or have we been given the faith of Christ to believe the Bible? He says, you have not chosen me, I have chosen you. One of the words that is located in the Bible is the word predestination. Predestination. Another word that's hated a lot is the word election. Election. Well, predestinate. Pre, that means before. It will determine what your destiny was before you were created. Have you ever thought about that? It was determined what your destiny was before you were created. Ephesians 1:5 tells us that we were predestinated unto adoption. It was predetermined that we, if we are children of God, that we were adopted into God's family before we were even born. Well, those biblical truths give me a great deal of comfort. To know that our eternal destiny is not in our own hands, but in the hands of an almighty sovereign God. Good morning, Nina B. Mariano. How many times have you set about to do something in your life? Maybe you've set a goal to finish school or save up enough money to get a certain vehicle or to purchase a house or save up money to go on vacation, whatever. And something happened. Maybe you lost your job. Maybe you became sick. maybe a family member died, whatever, and you were not able to accomplish the objective that you set out to do. When I was coming up, there was a very popular song in the Christian circles that everybody sang, but I think they've kind of forgotten it over the years. And it goes like this. He's got the whole world in his hands. 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 He's got the little bitty baby in his hands. He's got the little bitty baby in his hands. He's got the little bitty baby in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got you and me, brother. In his hands, he's got you and me, sister. In his hands, he's got you and me. In his hands, he's got the whole world in his hands. No. Do you believe that God has the whole world in his hands? You know, what a comfort that gives us. What comfort that gives us. Genesis 1:1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. We didn't evolve out of some goo over millions and millions and millions of years. The Bible tells us that the evening and the morning were the first day. The evening and the morning were the second day. 6 days God created the heavens and the earth and us. Well, what do you think about that? Do you believe that? Do you believe the Word of God? Or do you believe the so-called scientists? A lot of people who are agnostic or say they're atheists say, well, the virgin birth is a nice story. You know, that's a nice story. It's mythology, they'll say. Do you believe in the virgin birth? Do you believe that that Mary was conceived of the Holy Ghost? Do you believe that God incarnate was born of Mary in Bethlehem? A lot of people don't believe that. A lot of people don't believe that Joan was swallowed by a whale. They say, it's a good story. A lot of people don't believe that Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who were cast in the fiery furnace, and there was one likened to the Son of God in the fiery furnace with him. And when they were brought out of the fiery furnace, there was not even a tinge of smoke smelling them. A lot of people think, that's a nice story for the children. Do you believe that? Do you believe the story of Daniel in the lion's den? Do you believe that Daniel was actually thrown into a den of lions, of hungry lions, and God shut their mouths? What about the crossing of the Red Sea? Do you believe that God folded the sea back and made us Israel dry land? And then folded the waters right over the top of Pharaoh and his chariots? Do you believe that, or do you just think, that's a nice story? What about the miracles in the New Testament? Do you believe that Jesus Christ raised Lazarus from the dead? Do you believe that he healed the lepers and gave sight to the blind and gave hearing to the deaf, made the dumb talk? A lot of people say he was a historical figure. You know, he was just a kind of a rebel of his time. Jesus Christ said he was the eternal Son of God. We're told in the Bible there's only one mediator between God and man, and that is the man Christ Jesus. So these are things that we want to think on this morning about, you know, do we believe the lies that were purported by our culture, or do we believe the Bible? It's important, you know, what we believe, is it not? And where does our faith and belief come from? What is the origin of our faith? Hebrews 12:2 says he is the author and finisher of our faith. Well, I want to close out today just in this one little thing called the Prince of Peace. The Prince of Peace has spoken, and his sheep have heard. Peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. The Prince of Peace has spoken, and his sheep have heard. I am the Good Shepherd, and the Good Shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. The Prince of Peace has spoken, and his sheep have heard. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. As thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friend. Yes, the Prince he spoke and said, I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. May the good Lord go with you today in this special way is my prayer. Thank you for all of those that have joined us this morning. And I pray that you will have a blessed weekend. And it also includes all of those that I was unable to call out with Gosa, Barbara. I appreciate also all the kind comments this morning. And may the good Lord be with you. Keep you as I bless.